This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Michelle Lee Shaw. Date of birth, April the 30th, 1970. Case ID number is 638-7841. Date of exam, October the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/19/2023. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old divorced female with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a fractured right wrist, comma, fracture of her legs, comma, liver disease, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in February 2022, where she worked as a school bus driver for 10 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her son in his apartment, and she is receiving a small VA pension of pension from the Veterans Administration. She is presently not on disability at this time. Allegation number one, fractured right wrist and bilateral leg fractures, comma. Number two, laceration of the liver. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypothyroidism. History of allegations, number one, fracture of the right wrist and both legs. The claimant states that on June the 12th, 2022, she was in a severe motor vehicle accident where she was hospitalized for 3 months in a regular hospital and for 1 month in a nursing home. She had a crushing injury to both legs and a fracture to her right wrist area. X-rays were performed that confirmed her diagnosis. The claimant went on to have surgery, which consisted of a splenectomy and reconstruction of the liver, which was performed June the 14th, 2022. The placement of a right wrist fracture cast on June the 12th, 2023. Open reduction internal fixation of the right lower leg with total knee replacement and open reduction internal fixation of the left leg from the hip area down to below the knee area with also a knee replacement, which was performed June the 19th, 2022. She did have a fracture of the left femur as well, which was repaired. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 1/4 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. She states also because of the surgeries that her left leg is shorter by 1/2 inch. The claimant initially had a walker in a wheelchair, and now she ambulates only with a cane. She is being treated by the Veterans Administration. She is presently on no medications for pain and does very minimal physical activity. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, and no other exercises at this time, secondary to still having difficulty in getting around. Allegation number two, splenectomy and liver reconstruction. The claimant states that on June the 12th, 2022, when she was in the motor vehicle accident. She had to have reconstruction of her liver and a splenectomy, which is causing an elevated platelet level at this time. She states the character of the pain that she has in her upper abdominal area is a tightness pain located in the upper quadrant areas, which does not radiate to any other part of her body. She states that she has this pain every day, and it's just a nagging, aching pain. Her symptoms include nausea, vomiting, constipation, and weakness. The claimant has lost approximately 25 pounds since the accident a year ago. She is food intolerant to bread and meat and spicy foods. She was diagnosed with a liver laceration with reconstruction and a splenectomy that was performed because of bleeding. Her condition appears to be stable. However, she does now have an increased platelet level because of the splenectomy and has to be on aspirin every day. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021, she was diagnosed with having high blood pressure. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, or blurred vision. She denies having a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no signs of nephropathy at this time. She is presently on Losartan, 50 milligrams BID. Her blood pressure at this visit was 126, over 85 mmHg, which is a normal reading. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She's not too sure what kind of thyroid disease she had, but she states she had a multiple nodular goiter. Her TSH at this time is 1.8, and she is presently taking Synthroid 88 micrograms QD. She did have a thyroidectomy performed in 2019, in July of 2019, which was a partial thyroidectomy, secondary to mild hyperthyroidism. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and they had dropped her level of medication, but she states that she didn't feel well, and they went back to 88 micrograms per day. Her condition is stable at this time. Family history. Her father died at the age of 84 from heart disease. Her mother is 81 and has peripheral vascular disease and has had multiple urinary tract infections with urosepsis. Medication, Buspirone, 10 milligrams QD, Simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QHS, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, Losartan, 50 milligrams BID, and Synthroid, 88 micrograms QD. Medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of nodular goiter disease, fractured right wrist and fracture of both legs, including the left hip area, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, major surgery, splenectomy, and reconstruction of the liver, with splenectomy performed on June the 14th, 2022, right wrist fracture with cast placement on June the 12th, 2023, open reduction internal fixation of the right lower leg and total knee replacement, along with open reduction internal fixation of the left leg from the hip area down with also a knee replacement, performed June the 19th, 2022. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant has had hepatitis A, but she denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 200 pounds, height 5 feet 9 and 4 inches tall, BP 126 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 29, general this is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to aches and pains of her legs and back. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the third sentence, the claimant does have multiple missing teeth. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neck? After the last sentence, there is a 2-centimeter vertical scar where a tracheostomy was performed. The claimant also has had a partial thyroidectomy, but no scar was noticed on her neck area. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not cleared to auscultation, and the claimant had multiple bronchi and rails in both lung fields. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. There is a 30-centimeter vertical scar of the abdomen, which appears to be well healed and intact. Could you please drop down to extremities? There are multiple surgical scars in the lower extremities. The right leg has a 23 lateral vertical scar, as well as a 13-centimeter medial scar of the right leg, where open reduction internal fixation was performed on the right knee, as well as a total knee replacement. The claimant also has a 6-centimeter by 13-centimeter avulsion scar from skin that was removed, and a 13 by 5-centimeter avulsion scar on the back side of her leg. The left leg has a 15-centimeter medial vertical scar, as well as a 13-centimeter lateral scar, and a 7-centimeter mid-knee scar where a knee replacement was performed. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. because you drop down to muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tendernesses of the lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, or effusion was noted, but the claimant does have deformity of both lower legs, especially of the knee area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant is not able to forward flex in the lumbar spine area, secondary to her back pain and problems with her legs. She was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, secondary to the multiple fractures that she's had. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch for the lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with mild difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and toes and actually was unable to perform this task. The claimant is unable to walk at a normal tandem rate and needs a cane for assistance. She could stand on one foot. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, she requires a cane at all times at this time. She did have a wheelchair and a walker, but is trying to ambulate just with the cane. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal for the upper extremities, but abnormal for the lower extremities. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right wrist, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the lower extremities. The claimant is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to bilateral lower leg fractures with decreased function at this time. Allegation number one, fracture of the right wrist and lower extremities, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has had multiple surgeries with open reduction, internal fixations, knee replacements, and a cast placed on the right wrist. Allegation number two, liver laceration with reconstruction of the liver and splenectomy, confirmed with physical examination. Allegation number three, hypertension dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 126 over 85 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, hypothyroidism being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Michelle Lee Shaw.